There's no God like Jehovah. 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 The Holy God, riding on the cloud, shining like the sun, and the trumpet call is joyful. It's the year of Jubilee.
Thank you. sweet, the gospel overall.
Yes. Amen.
There's fire in the gospel.
Amen.
That's thank why you, it's Lord. Burning in our hearts.
Yes.
Yes,
and we Lord. Can't contain our joy. And we only praise you.
Amen.
We thank you for your presence among us, O Lord.
Yes.
We thank you for the privilege of being in before your throne again.
Amen.
Be with us. Take the leadership.
Amen.
Take the rest of the service.
Yes, Lord.
Bless this offering that your children have given to the Lord. Let it be used for the further.
Amen.
We thank you in Jesus' name.
Amen.
Amen. Hallelujah. Oh, in the name of the Lord.
Above all that is called God. all that is worshipped, so that he, as God, sitteth in the temple of God, showing himself that he is God. Remember ye not that when I was yet with you, I told you these things. And now ye know what withholdeth, that he might be revealed in this time. For the mystery of iniquity doeth already work. Only he who knows now, only he who now letteth will let, until he be taken out of the way. And then shall the wicked be revealed, whom the Lord shall consume with the spirit of his mouth, and shall destroy with the brightness of his coming.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. Oh, dear Lord Jesus, thank you for the reading of your word in God.
Amen.
Father, it takes the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
It takes you, that Lord Jesus, the author of your word of God, to bring it to life for us, Lord.
Amen.
Bless us tonight, Lord, in the name of Jesus Christ, we pray. Amen.
Amen.
We shall be seated. Oh, thank you, Lord. I believe already the wind of Easter is reviving everyone. Amen.
Amen.
Now we thank the Lord. Because and the Bible says it is the greatest thing of a youthful Christian.
Amen.
Amen. So tonight we have a topic, the mystery of iniquity. Amen. We all know that one time we were all under the wrong situation, the wrong life. Praise the Lord. Even as Christians, we were under the wrong doctrine. Amen. And so have been at every age. God knowing that the children, his own children, will need the truth. God in every age sent forth a prophet. Amen. To bring the people back to the truth. And then we see that when the truth has come, many will hear it. And they will look at it and know that it is the truth.
Amen.
Praise the Lord. But yet, they will walk over it. We are trying to know what is this mystery of what iniquity. Praise the Lord.
Amen.
What's the meaning of this mystery of iniquity? The truth will be preached. You will show them this is it. They will look at it and know that yes, it is the truth. But yet, they will walk over it. Praise the Lord.
Amen.
And then there is another group also. They will receive. They will hear it. So, oh yes, I've received it. That's the truth. But the fruit of that word that they have received is not seen in their lives. We are talking about the mystery of iniquity.
Right.
Amen.
Amen.
So in the first group, we see people like what? The Pharisees. During the days of what? The Pharisees in the days of Jesus Christ. Praise God. Do you know that the Pharisees in the days of Jesus Christ, they knew who Jesus was? Do you know that?
That's right.
Amen.
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 Because they were betrayed by Nicodemus.
Amen.
When the Nicodemus went to see Jesus by night, what did he say?
We know that thou art a teacher.
Amen.
Because we know.
Amen.
Praise God.
Amen.
That we know that thou art a teacher cometh from God.
Amen.
Because the things that thou doest, no man can do it except God be
Amen.
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 Praise the Lord.
Right.
We are talking about the mystery of what? Iniquity. Mm. Praise the Lord.
Amen.
The new rule Jesus wore. Nicodemus betrayed it. He said, we know that thou art a teacher coming from God.
Yes, sir.
For the thing that I do it, no man can do it except God be with him.
Amen.
Then we have the second group also. They received it all right. Now we can what? Talk about Judas. See? Judas believed it, followed Christ. But the fruit, he couldn't bear it. Praise the Lord. Could you bear the fruit? So now the second group. The mystery of iniquity. Now, the prophet quoted this place. Let's just read it. He said in Revelation 22, verse 11, he said, he that is unjust, let him be unjust.
Amen.
And he which is filthy, let him be filthy still. And that is righteous, let him be righteous still. And he that is holy, let him be holy
still. Amen.
Amen.
Brethren, let's continue in this faith.
Amen.
Amen. This is the last prophecy of Jesus Christ. Amen.
Amen.
Let's take it serious. And so as we say we have believed, my brother, let's continue in the faith. Let's be strong in the faith.
Amen.
Praise the Lord.
Amen.
Let us continue to live the righteous and the holy life.
Amen.
Now, let's come to the reading of the word now. Set, go back to Thessalonians. That brings us back to the second reading, 2 Thessalonians 2, 3. Said, let no man deceive you by any means. Amen.
Amen.
My brother, that is the work of Satan. To deceive. Deception. Just right. See, you remember when the first seal was opened, what did John see? A white horse.
Amen.
And a man riding on that white horse with a bow and a crown was given unto him to go and conquer and conquer. Praise the Lord. You see the deception of Satan. And that very scripture, it takes what? The prophet of your age.
Amen.
To bring the revelation of it.
Amen.
This very text, it has deceived all Christian religion. Their interpretation is always wrong. See the deception there. They see this white horse rider as what? As Christ. Amen.
Right.
Satan knew it. He knew that Christ would be coming sitting on the white horse. So he first jumped upon the white horse and started what? Going, deceiving people. That's a deception.
My mind.
Said, let no man deceive you. It is the work of Satan. For that day, said, for that day shall not come except there come a falling away first.
Amen.
And the man of sin be revealed, the son of perdition. The prophet asked, who is this? Said, he is the one who opposeth and exalted himself above all that is called God. Or that is worshipped. So that he as God sitteth in the temple of God, showing himself that he is God. I think you all know that man already.
That's right.
Praise the Lord.
Amen.
Vicarious feeling day. Mm-hmm.
Feel it.
Amen. Oh, praise the Lord. Mm. He said, who is he? Who opposes and exalts himself above all that God that's called God? A man be worshipped as God.
Wow.
We all know. Mm. Praise the Lord. Mm. And he said, that day could not come except first there come a falling away.
Amen. Mm.
Praise the Lord.
Mm.
And then he said, what is this? A falling away. The prophet said, a lukewarm condition of the church.
Amen.
Praise the Lord.
Amen.
The falling away, the prophet said, what is a lukewarm condition of the church?
Yes, sir.
Amen.
And so, that's the spirit of this our age. My brother, let's stand steadfast.
Amen.
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 And let's continue in righteousness and in the holy line. The last prophecy. They that are what? Filthy, let them continue to be filthy.
Amen.
And those who are righteous, let's continue to be righteous. Let's continue to be holy.
Amen.
My brethren, the deceiving man is at work. Praise the Lord. Lukewarm. The falling away is what? Is a lukewarm condition of the church. Let's watch it. Praise the Lord.
Amen.
In the message book, the angel of the Lord, preached 19:51, Proverbs 15, the prophet said, and as atheism is on the march and so forth, and the churches are falling away and getting formal, that spirit will never enter here.
Amen.
Amen.
Praise
Amen.
The Lord.
Amen.
Oh, today the spirit even by which oh, the son that led the church
Amen.
Jesus, amen.
Amen. Amen.
Don't want any former spirit here.
Amen.
Praise God.
Amen.
It can never enter here.
Amen.
And it has to take we continuing in our righteous and holy.
Amen.
Amen.
That's the only thing that the Satan can never, oh, it can never be part of. Praise the Lord. He said, let me say this to you, my dear brother and sister. If you will receive me as your brother, we need a revival.
Amen. Amen.
That's what the prophet is saying.
Amen.
Amen. He said, let me tell you this. Let me say this thing to you. My brother and my sister. If we will what? We will receive, if you will receive me, then we need a revival. Amen. He said, the hour has come for falling away of the church. My brother, it's a serious situation.
Amen.
The prophet said, the hour has come for falling away of the church.
Mm.
That spirit is moving.
Mm.
So the hour has come that religion will spread the world without what? Without salvation. At the times that we are in.
Amen.
The religion will sweep over without salvation.
Mm.
They have a form of godliness, but they deny the power thereof.
Amen.
He
said, the hour has come. Amen.
Amen.
He said, the hour has come. Now, he said, let's see. 2 Thessalonians 2:7. The prophet said, I think that's right. Now, I was writing this down, quivering and shaking. The prophet said, when he was looking through 2 Thessalonians 2:7, what 2:7 is what? The mystery of
the Amen.
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 The prophet said, listen. I think that's right. Now, I was writing this down, quivering and shaking. The mystery of iniquity doeth already work. It's already what? Working. The mystery of iniquity. Yes, Paul writing way back in the first church age. Then the prophet said, what is iniquity? Iniquity is something that you know you ought not to do, and you do it. You do it anyhow.
Yes. You see the spirit. Amen.
Iniquity is what? Something you know you ought not do, and you do it anyhow. And Paul said there is such in the earth today, workers of what? Iniquity. He said it's already at work. Praise the Lord.
Amen.
Let's watch his reverend. Then he went on. The prophet said, now watch closely. Only he who now letteth will let.
Yes.
Amen.
Amen.
Until he be taken out of the way, then shall that wicked be revealed. And what's the meaning? He said, who? He that letteth. See? It's a mystery. He that letteth, said it's a mystery. Is he that openeth and no man can what? Close.
Amen.
With that. Oh Lord Jesus.
Amen.
He said, until he be taken out of the way, until the Holy Ghost and the bride is gone before this man of sin will be what? Will be revealed.
Amen.
Oh, praise the Lord. Before that sin of that man of sin will take over. My brother, we wouldn't be here.
Yes, amen.
Amen.
Amen. My sister, amen. We wouldn't be here.
Thank you, Lord.
Before that man of sin, that man of perdition will take over.
We are already gone.
Amen.
Praise the Lord.
Amen.
The prophet said, what a statement. Mine. After the bread is taken away, then this man of sin will be revealed, will reveal himself.
Now, the other day, I made a statement. The bride could go home, and you will never know anything about it.
That's right.
Amen.
The bride will go home, and you will never know anything about it.
Yeah.
But that's true. Somebody said, well, Brother Branham, that will be a mighty small group again. Huh? That will be what, a small group? Yes, the prophet said, yes. Because Jesus said, as it was in the days of Noah.
Amen.
Amen. Wherein eight souls were saved by water, so shall it be in the coming of the Son of Man also.
Amen.
Before that man of perdition, that man of sin will take over, the bride is already gone.
Amen.
Amen. You're already gone. And then he said, he was saying the other day that it will happen and nobody will know anything about it. And someone said, then, Brother Branham, says to them, it will be a small group. And the prophet quoted from the scripture. Amen. Because always the answer had to come from the scriptures.
Amen.
It was in the days of Noah. If there was 800 went in the rapture tonight, oh brethren, we will be part of it.
Amen.
Amen.
I'm there.
If there was 800 went in the rapture tonight, you will never hear a word about it tomorrow or the next day. All the other time. They'll be gone and you know nothing about it. See? It's just something that will happen. Praise God.
Amen.
Just like that. Everything will be going on. But some people will know it.
Amen. That's true.
Some people will know it.
They have to.
Praise God.
know it. We are coming on there. Some people will know it surely. Praise the Lord. He said, I'm not trying to say, I'm not trying to scare you. He said, I'm not trying to scare you or worry you. I want you to be on your toes.
Amen.
Be ready and watching.
Amen.
Every minute.
Amen.
Quit your nonsense.
Just
get down to business with God.
Amen.
Because it's later than you think.
Amen.
Right.
Amen. Amen.
I'm not scaring you. Father, I'm not scaring you. I'm not worrying you.
Amen.
But I want you to be on your toes.
Yes, sir. Mm-hmm.
Praise God. I want you to be on your toes. Let's get ourselves, my brother, always in line with the message. With the word. They that are righteous, let them be righteous. Those who are holy, let them be holy. Amen. The mystery of iniquity. Now he came to the people that will know when it happened. He said, the midnight cry.
Mm-hmm.
Amen. And you know what he's talking about? The ten virgins.
Amen.
The midnight cry. Behold, the bridegroom cometh.
Midnight cry. Hallelujah.
And he said, the sleeping virgins, come, rub their eyes. And then he said, suppose I ought to have some of your oil. They went toward the five foolish, went toward the five wise. Said, I suppose that you give me a little of what your oil. And said, and the real true bride standing there will say, we have just got enough for ourselves. We've just got enough for ourselves. Oh, my brother, my sister. Let's watch it closely here.
Amen.
Oh, my father is a deacon. My father is a pastor. My father is a school leader. Amen. And so definitely I am going also. Listen here. We have just enough for ourselves.
Yes. Yes.
Praise the Lord. Amen. Salvation is what now? It becomes what? Individual.
Amen. Amen.
Praise God.
Amen.
Oh, my husband is very hard working in the church. So, wife says, surely I'm going also. Praise the Lord.
I'm going through.
Two will be in bed, yeah? And one will be what?
Amen.
Praise the Lord. Oh, my wife is so good in the church. So husband relaxes. Yeah? Praise the Lord. Is that what? We have just got enough for ourselves. I've just got enough for myself. How can I give you? Praise the Lord.
Amen.
Let's watch it. If your wife is getting slapped, push her.
Amen.
If your husband is getting out of the way, get him out of the way now. My God, yes, wives, do it.
Amen.
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 Do it what? With respect. With godly fear. Amen. Mm. Then sons and daughters, if you see your father just getting out and saying, hey, Dad. Praise the Lord.
Amen.
Let's do it. And Dad and Mom, accept it.
Amen.
Accept your fault when you know that, yes, you did it wrong. Your son, your daughter comes, tells you, accept it in good faith.
Amen.
Amen. So, he went on. We just got enough to get in ourselves. We can't give you anything. If you want some, you go and pray up. See? And that will be what? That will be absolutely she was gone, the bridegroom cometh. See? And in went the bride. The ones that were absolutely virtuous, the church will be left outside.
Amen.
The bride will go in, and the church will be left what? Outside. Amen.
Amen.
It is there. Oh, yes. Let me read it here. It said, the sleeping virgin, they claim they are, but they are not. You see, the what? The mystery of iniquity. Praise the Lord. They knew that this is it. But they never what? Made any effort to put in more oil in their lives. The mystery of iniquity.
Amen.
So the prophet said, the church was left outside. That the bride is taken away. Maybe that morning it will be splashed. Now it's coming. That morning, when we are gone. Amen. It will be, so maybe it will, in the morning it will be splashed all over the news tabloids, on radio, on TV screens, the alarming news.
Hey, man.
The alarming news to the sleeping virgin. All governments, the news, the alarming news. All governments of the world have paid allegiance to the Pope.
Hey. Hey, man.
The alarming news. See the work of me, the mystery of iniquity. The foolish virgins. They will know that, oh, Brother James is gone. Amen. And I'm left here alone. Hey! That is the time, my brother. He said it will be gnashing of teeth. Praise God.
Amen.
You will be gnashing your teeth. My! Why did I overlook this little thing? Now we begin to ask ourselves questions. Why did I allow the spirit of lukewarmness to overcome me? Why didn't I pay heed to it?
That's right.
If only I could get just 1 minute chance. Why didn't I forget to forgive my brother and my sister? Why didn't I forgive him? Why didn't I forgive her? Why I allow the spirit of iniquity into my heart? Begin to ask all these questions. Amen.
Amen.
The mystery of iniquity.
Amen.
You know that you ought not do this, and you do it anyhow.
Lord, have mercy.
Let's watch it.
That's right.
Amen.
Amen. Amen.
Let's watch it. Amen. He said, look at Judas Iscariot. He had his name in the book of life. Judas Iscariot, he had his name in the book of life. And the prophet was asked. Now, say that is wrong. The prophet said, say that is wrong. Because he has a proof. Amen. He said, Judas, his name was in the book of life.
Amen.
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 In Luke 10, 17 to 20, and Matthew 10, he said, the prophet said, Jesus in Matthew 10 gave them power to cast out devils. Amen.
Amen.
And sent them forth to heal the sick. damned. What the same thing was said. Judas was right with them. Judas casting out what devil. Judas laying his hands upon the sick and they receive all healing. Oh, praise the Lord. And they returned back and said, even the devils are subjects unto us through thy name. They came rejoicing, telling Jesus, even what? The devils! They were subject unto us by your name!
Amen.
Then Jesus replied and said, don't rejoice that the devils are subject to you. The most important thing. They rejoice because your names are written in heaven.
Amen.
Judas was what?
Amen.
Praise the Lord.
Amen.
His name was written in. He had his name in. You see the second part of what? It's the mystery of iniquity. The Pharisees, they knew, but they what? They refused to accept it. Now, Judas, the group of Judas, they follow up. Amen. They follow up everything. Alright. Last Wednesday, Benny was giving a very wonderful teaching here.
Amen.
We praise the Lord.
Amen.
Amen. Amen.
Amen.
You see, Jesus, coming to Jesus, it takes what? 3 steps.
Amen.
Praise God.
Amen.
His outside appearance and how, where he comes from. It's one thing. That's where what? That's what a stumbling block for the what? For the Pharisees.
Amen.
They couldn't break through that veil. Amen.
Amen.
Is it not Joseph's son? The carpenter, he was been following his father. Even the other day, they came to my house. They were repairing what? My tables and chairs. You see the outside of here. See, that alone, they couldn't break through that veil. Praise the Lord.
Yeah.
You've got to pray because there is no beauty about him.
That's right. Amen.
You've got to pray through that veil first.
Amen.
His outside appearance. Look at the woman and the world. The same thing. The woman saw a man seated on the well of Jacob. Amen. With dirty feet. There was nothing was special about this man. She just knew him to be one of the Jews. Just walking somewhere around. Praise the Lord. But that woman broke through the first veil.
Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Amen.
If it had been any other woman, when he asked the woman, give me to drink. Alone would have ended the whole story.
Yes.
Amen.
Amen.
You are a Jew, I'm a Samaritan. And you are asking me to for drink? Just throw him and just go your way. Nothing so special about a man sitting there.
That's
oh,
right.
Praise the Lord.
Amen.
Amen.
But this woman was not looking at the outside appearance.
Amen.
Praise God.
Amen.
Because when the man told him, if you know whom is asking you, give me to drink, you would ask him to give you what? Water to drink. And that water that I will give unto you, it will be a well in you springing up unto everlasting life.
Amen.
See? Now, he's entering to the next court. Praise the Lord.
Hey.
Amen.
Amen.
He said, give me this drink. Get it. Praise the Lord.
Amen.
When the woman even has said, okay, you don't have even anything to say. Look at the conversation. He was entering in. Oh, hallelujah.
Amen.
The outside appearance is gone now. Now it's coming to another point. Another area. Oh, yes. Entering into. If you can deal with that. Amen.
Amen.
Then, he has all requested. Praise the Lord. He has requested. He believed that this man, what he's saying, I need to find out what he has. Amen.
Amen.
Then he said, go and call your husband. Go and call your husband. Praise the Lord. At the end of the day, we'll send it to you. Go and call your husband. So you have spoken the truth that you don't
have. Amen.
But you have what? God bless you.
Amen.
Amen. Oh, praise God. You have Kojo, Kwabra, Kwebu, Max, Kobi, and Kwame, whom you are seeing with him, is not your husband.
Amen.
Oh, praise the Lord. You're the thing. He's what? Entering into what?
Amen.
The text. The holiest of all. Now! He has entered into the third part of Christ now.
Mm. Amen.
Oh, hallelujah.
Amen.
So immediately he said, man, I perceive you are a prophet.
Amen.
Oh, hallelujah.
Amen.
I perceive you are a prophet because we know that Messiah, which is called Christ,
amen,
when he comes,
amen,
he will be able to tell us
all the things. Amen. Amen.
Hallelujah.
Yes.
Amen.
Long ago he has passed away. What? The outside appearance. He has entered to receive or something. Now he has brought a revelation of who the man is. Praise God. I'm telling you, no, that your prophet and the message of your age, you are lost.
Amen.
He said, he that speaks to you, I am he.
Amen.
Amen. Oh, amen. Already he has what? Gone over the outside appearance and has what? Received the word. And now he has received the revelation. Oh, praise God.
Amen.
Oh, hallelujah.
Amen.
So the outside appearance doesn't count anymore.
Amen.
It doesn't count anymore. He's now in the holiest of holies.
Amen.
In the presence of him.
Amen.
Receiving the full revelation.
Amen.
Of who Christ is.
Amen.
But that's where the Pharisees, they failed.
Amen.
Amen. Even the works being done, he said, it is what? You are Beelzebub. They couldn't penetrate. They couldn't go in. Praise the Lord. So Judas, his name was what? In the book of life. You know, the church of Sardis, what Jesus told overcomers, I said, he that overcometh, praise the Lord, will be, I will give you what? White raiment. Amen. And I will not blot his name out of what? The book of life.
Amen. Thank you, Lord.
Amen.
Your name can be blotted out.
Yes.
Because of what? Iniquity.
Yes. Amen.
Because of iniquity, Judas' name brought it out. He read the he couldn't want go further. That's what Judas reached. Amen. He couldn't go. My brethren, that's where we go to all, begin to know this message.
Amen.
It is life.
Amen.
It is life. He said, don't rejoice that the devils are subject to you, but rejoice because your name are written in heaven.
Amen.
And Judas was to them. But what happened? When it came down to the elected group, when it came to the third stage, came to the elected group, to go up there at Pentecost, and really receive the Holy Spirit, Judas showed his colors.
Right.
See? And he said, you will be there in judgment. Praise the Lord. So the prophet is what? Admonishing us. He said, he warned us that if you speak one thing and think another, you better stop it then.
Yes.
Amen. If you think, if you speak one thing and think another, let me read it well. If you speak one thing and think another, you spoke him and then you think what? Oh, brother, God to bless you. Amen. I've spoken something good to my brother. But in here, see? Spoke something and then think another.
Amen.
Oh, you smile to your brother, smile to your sister, but in here. My brother, mystery of iniquity. Iniquity! Amen! It will blot out your name. The prophet said, get your thoughts on God.
You are coming from God.
Amen.
Get your thoughts on God. Keep them pure.
Amen.
And stay right with it.
Amen.
And speak the same thing all the time.
Amen.
Amen.
Don't say, well, I will say I will believe it. But I will go out and find it out.
No, sir.
You believe it! And the prophet said, amen.
Amen.
Praise the Lord.
Amen.
Because he said, then the prophet quoted Matthew 7, 21 to 22. He said, not everyone that saith to me, Lord, Lord, will enter into the kingdom of God, but he that doeth the will of my Father, which is in heaven. He said, many will come to me that day. Lord, Lord, have we not prophesied in thy name? Yes, Judas prophesied in his name.
Amen.
And thy name we cast out devils. Yeah, Judas did the same thing. And thy name done many wonderful works. And then I will profess unto them,
amen,
I never knew you.
Amen.
Depart from me.
Amen.
Ye that work what?
Amen.
That's right.
That work.
See, these are the people that do the works by the power of the Holy Ghost. They do the works by the power of the Holy Ghost. And then they solicit what? The glory from the people.
Yes. My
see?
Amen.
They encourage women to spread their clothes on their paths and with great pomposity walk upon them.
My mind.
But it has been what? Deceiving people.
Yes.
Because he can heal the sick. Because he can do miracles.
Yes.
Praise the Lord.
Yes.
And it's only the elect. That will never be deceived by this.
Amen.
The mystery here is they don't see anything wrong. Those people that are doing those things, they don't see anything wrong. Popularity. See, brethren, let us put away the, that pride of your that pride. For your master himself.
Amen.
Man of himself of no reputation.
That's right.
But took upon the form of a servant and was made in the likeness of man.
Amen.
And being found in the fashion as a man, he humbled himself and became obedient unto death.
Amen.
Even the death of the cross.
Amen.
Let's humble ourselves.
Amen.
Let's humble ourselves. Now let us for a close, let's listen to two people in the same church that want to pray. Let's close in by that. The prophecy. They seek the face of the Lord for the Holy Ghost. And one of them prayed. Let's listen to the prayer.
Amen.
He said, Lord, grant me the power. So when I lay hands upon the sick, they will recover. And I will be able to cast out demons and prophesy future things.
Amen.
Oh, it's a good prayer. That means what? The Holy Spirit? To lay hands upon the sick and will recover. And I will be able to what? To cast out demons and then prophesy future things. That's the way how one of them prayed. Then the other one, the prophet said, he said, Lord, I confess my sin.
Amen. Amen.
And surrender my will unto you.
Hallelujah. Amen.
That you grant me the Holy Ghost. Amen. To be able to do thy will.
Amen. Hallelujah. Amen.
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 Now the prophet said, when the Holy Spirit swept over both, receive the Holy Ghost. But brother, just discern and compare their motives.
Yes. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Amen.
Just discern and compare their motives. Both have received the Holy Ghost. But you will discover in the end, they will be bearing different fruits. Amen. They have both received what? The Holy Spirit, the Holy Ghost. God has granted them what they are looking for. Praise the Lord. That He said in the end, they will be bearing different fruits. The one who is said, oh, give me the power when I lay hands upon the sick, they recover. Oh, I'll do miracles where I can even prophesy of the future. So the same. What fruits will he bear in the end? Pride. He wants something more.
Oh, pride.
That will see that he has the power. Oh, yes. He can do this. He can help. You will see different fruits. But the other one is a Lord, grant me the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
I confess my sins. And I surrender my will to you.
Amen.
That you grant me the Holy Spirit, that I will be able to do your will.
Amen.
Oh, hallelujah. That's your prayer tonight.
Amen.
In the name of Jesus Christ. That the Lord bless His church in that way.
Amen.
Get ourselves in that kind of prayer.
Amen.
I'm a sinner, Lord.
Amen.
But I'm not worthy. I plead your grace, Lord.
Amen.
Even your spirit, Lord. So that I will always surrender to you.
Amen.
According to your will, I want to do it.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
I plead, get me out any spirit of iniquity.
Amen.
The Lord, let me stay righteous and holy before you.
Amen.
Oh, that's my prayer tonight, Lord. Thank you, Lord Jesus.
Amen.
Amen. The motive. It will be different things. Praise the Lord. But then, maybe we got to stop here. Amen. Because we have to always go according to our time. Praise the Lord. Because if you don't mind, let me read just one portion.
Amen.
Question and Answers, Jeffersonville, 1968. Is that a field full of wheat? In that field is sown Jimson wheat and cooking bar. Or what more? All these are weeds. Weeds. Well, the drought is on. Drought, no rain. The drought is on. Now, don't the Jimson wheat and the cocklebur get just as tasty as the wheat? Mm-hmm. Amen.
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 And what kind of rain is a special rain falls on the wheat and then a special rain falls on the cocklebur? No. The same rain falls on them. He's still referring to what? The two people. Amen. That prayer received the Holy Ghost. That's the motive.
Amen.
What they are made of will definitely show. The same spirit falls upon the hypocrite. That falls on the Christian. The same on the hypocrite and the same on the Christian. The same thing, but by their fruits.
Amen.
Amen.
The prophet said, did that sink in, brother?
Amen.
By their what? Fruits.
Amen.
The evidence of the Holy Ghost is the fruit of it.
Amen.
The fruit of the Spirit. Amen. Well, now, he said, I am cocklebur. I am a stem, the same as the wheat stem. But what kind of life is in you? The life that bears stickers, always fusing, always cutting, and real mean and ill, and everything. Is it? I want what I mean out of that. All these things. If you are a cooking job, and you have all these thorns around you. Amen. When you go, definitely the thorns will what? Will hurt.
Amen.
People around you. That's not the fruit of the Spirit. The fruit of the Spirit is meekness, patience,
amen,
gentleness.
Amen.
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 And all that you see. Praise God. So tonight, my brother and sister, what's your prayer? What's your prayer today?
Amen.
Lord, I confess my sins. Amen. I confess my mistakes. Praise the Lord. And I surrender all my will to you tonight, Lord.
Amen.
In the musicians can be. I surrender all my will to you.
Amen.
So grant me the Holy Spirit to be able to do that way.
Amen.
That's my prayer tonight.
Amen.
Reverend, as we are going to enter the week of the Easter, Reverend Easter, remember, let us all get ourselves in absolute waiting on the Lord and prayer. Reverend, if there is anything that is wrong in your life, for that, you cannot hide it from God.
Amen.
You can't.
Amen.
There is something in your life. You can't. It becomes iniquity. And it becomes a mystery. That's why the problem of God, that's the scripture says, the mystery of iniquity. And the prophet had explained it, that you know the truth, but you won't live by it. Mm-hmm. No, brother, it's a mystery. Praise God. It's a mystery that you've been sitting under the truth and everything, and yet nothing changes. It's a mystery. That's what he said, the mystery of iniquity. So no matter you will receive the Holy Ghost, you can lay hands upon someone, pray, and everything, fine, gold, everything. That my brother, my sister, Jesus is saying, I don't know you. Get away from me. You workers of what iniquity. Let's watch it. Let's humble ourselves. Let's lose God our master. And be the same. Amen. Children. Willie. Praise God.
Amen.
My little Willie is really doing very good.
Amen.
And when I see him and
Daniel
and James, that time I saw the three of them, how they were just clapping, and I said, oh my, future leaders. Amen. The three of them were just, I don't know whether they planned to stand just like that. Anyone saw them that day?
Amen.
You saw it? Three of them. Just clapping and say, my, that's great. Praise the Lord. Children, obey your parents in the Lord.
Amen.
Husbands, love your wife.
Amen.
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 Wives, be obedient to what? Your husbands. Praise the Lord. Amen.
Amen.
Then, those without wives and husbands, they are just watching to hear their own. Amen. Oh, your father is the Lord to above everything. Amen. Surrender everything to him. Eh?
Amen.
Nachiza, Dr. Esa, just hand over to everything to him.
Amen.
And then he's your husband, he's your brother, he's your everything.
Amen.
Amen. God bless you. Brother, God bless you. Put in more fire.
Amen.
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 God bless you. God bless everybody.
Amen.
Amen.
Amen. listen to what the prophet said this. He said, if I told you I was an artist, the spirit of a great artist was in me. You expect me to paint the pictures of an artist. Is that right? If I told you I was an expert mechanic, and the mechanic spirit was on me, you will expect me to know what was wrong with your car. If I told you that I was born of the Spirit of God,
amen,
and the Spirit of Jesus was upon you, you will expect me to do what he did. Act and live as he did. That's the Spirit working through a human being. Do you believe that?
Amen.
His Spirit worked even on the brass serpent one time. Do you believe that? That His Spirit also works in you as well. Because you can say that I've been born of the Spirit of God. The only thing is, you remember still the prayer, the Lord, forgive me my sins. God, the flesh is weak. In many times, Lord, we know it is always your grace. The Lord, we need always your quickening power.
Amen.
To quicken us, Lord. So, Lord, tonight, all that I want to pray and say, the Lord, I surrender to you. Let your Holy Spirit always, O God, lead me in all my ways. What I will say, what I will think, what I will do, Lord. I want the Holy Spirit, so that I'll be able to do according to your will, Lord Jesus, not my will. Take away everything that, Lord, that comes from me. My own self, Lord. There's nothing good in it. Lord, tonight, save me, Lord, away from this spirit of iniquity. That, Lord, always what is right, I will do what is right.
Amen.
That I will stand by what is right, Lord. And act right in every situation, Lord. In the church, in my working places, in college, in my home.
Amen.
Lord, that I always respond to your word and do the right thing of God. To surrender to you, to do your will, O Lord Jesus. I want, Lord Jesus, to live right, O God. Continue on in righteousness and in holiness. Let it be still in me, O God. I plead this in you, Lord Jesus. Help me. Help me. Let us all pray. Let's pray. My sister, my brother. The spirit of iniquity is a mystery. We wouldn't believe it. The prophet said it's strange. It's so strange that I hear all these things. I hear that is right, and yet I'm doing the wrong thing all the time. It's a mystery in your life. It's a mystery in your life that you need to root it out and say, Lord, now it's over. It's over. It's over. Satan, get out of my life. It's not yours. I surrender all tonight under the blood of Jesus Christ.
Oh, Father, a mighty and a noble word. Lord, we pray you will bless your servant, Lord. My Lord, whose sweet face speaks.
Help me, Lord. Help me.
Let Lord, Father, my dying strength, Lord.
I know the Lord. Many times I do it on conscious. And yet, Lord, I have no excuse.
I fear for thee, O God, to call in upon your name. Bless your God, and I swear. I give you your name, Father.
I'm praying for myself,
Thank you.
We ask for the blessing of the Lord Jesus. This is make a way for us so that we can deliver ourselves to the
Lord Jesus.
And we come therefore at this time humbling ourselves. For your word even speaks that all have sinned and fallen short of the glory of God.
Yes.
Father, we pray at this time. Father, thank you for the sacrifice that you provided for us. Father, because of that sacrifice, Lord, we can access unto you at this time.
Yes.
We can come into your presence to make our petitions known.
Yes.
Father, we thank you because of what the high priest and the Lord Jesus Christ.
Amen. Amen.
Father, who can come, Lord Jehovah, before you, Father, to make our petitions known unto you.
Yes.
Even a high priest, Lord Jehovah, that cannot fail.
Amen.
Father, we pray therefore at this time, asking you to cleanse us, to wash us.
Oh, yes, Lord. Amen, Lord Jesus.
Forgive us of all our
sins. Yes, Lord Jesus.
Father, we have received thee. Father Lord, because you want to bring us to perfection,
oh, yes.
We have received thy word. Father, let thy word have its way.
Yes, Lord.
Wash us, Lord, over cleanness and
purge.
Father, humble each and every one of us.
Please, Lord Jesus.
Father, and bring us, Lord, to that place where you want us to be.
Amen.
Thank you, Lord, this evening for the brother that you used to minister.
Yes,
Lord. Father, how we pray and ask you, Lord, to restore all that is gone out of your
mouth. Yes,
Lord. Father, may you continue to help him as well.
Amen.
To use him,
Lord. Amen.
Father, in his foster duty,
yes.
Father, and we continue to pray for each and every one of us in this house.
Yes.
Lord, Jehovah, we are called, Father, equally in the same way.
Yes.
Father, to play each and every one of us a part in the body.
Yes, Lord.
Father, may you have mercy upon us.
Oh, please, Lord.
Father, just use us as you please.
Amen. Yes, Lord.
Manifest your glory in this day
and
this age. Father, even as we have received even the message that is revealed, the Lord Jesus Christ, to us in this day.
Yes.
Father, for the purpose that we can know and believe, Father, that you are still working with men.
Amen.
You are still continuing the work of redemption in men and through men.
Yes. Amen.
Father, let it be, Lord God, that each and every one of us.
Amen.
Will allow this message, Lord, Father, to do the same.
Amen.
Father, we pray at this time, Lord, for those that could not make it in this service, Lord.
Yes.
Father, may you be with them, my dear.
Yes.
Father, Lord, we pray as we come to go our separate ways, Lord. May your grace be with us, Lord.
Amen.
Protect us, Lord, and lead and guide us, Lord, each and every one of us.
Amen.
Father, we pray for the weekend service, Lord.
Yes.
And the Sunday as we shall return back in your house, Lord.
Yes, Lord.
Father, may you undertake and prepare our souls.
Amen.
For the service for Sunday.
Amen.
Father, prepare those that minister in various places, Lord, of ministry.
Yes.
Father, the Sunday school for the youth, Lord, you the Sunday school for the adults and the preaching of the
word.
Amen.
Father, we just pray that you undertake, Father, all that shall be done in this house.
Amen.
Lead and guide us now as we part in our separate ways in Christ Jesus' name we pray.
Amen.
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 I worship you, Lord. I worship you, Lord. I worship you. I want to see your face.